We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's all about player safety now. And now you, because a famous wide receiver threatens to quit football, you cave in and say, okay, this is a non-certified helmet. We're going to allow you to wear it. And then he gets a concussion. And then he gets another concussion. And then he retires. And then 10 years after he retires, there's a murder-suicide, and doctors say he was dealing with CTE. That all comes back on the NFL. You knew that this helmet wasn't certified. You let him wear it anyway, and now two people are dead. You cannot do that if you're the NFL. And I know that's an extreme, also unlikely scenario that I just made up. But we can also agree it's a realistic scenario. Like, these things do happen with former NFL players. And if it's even realistic in any way, then you cannot allow that to be a possibility. So they were always going to rule against him, and they ruled against him earlier this afternoon. But if you're a Raiders fan, congratulations, because he Instagrammed and said he disagrees with the arbitrator's decision, but he is working to get back to full health and looking forward to rejoining his teammates on the field. So unsurprising, A, that the arbitrator ruled against him, B, that he was not willing to walk away from, I believe, what was $30 million guaranteed dollars. Like, for $30 million, you'll figure out a helmet that's good enough to play in. You might not like it, but you'll like it more than giving up $30 million. This was always the most likely ending to this weird NFL story.
Story number three.
What a day for the Baltimore Orioles yesterday.
How about them O's?
Now, earlier today with the Yankees, they got back to normal business for them.
Well, that's
but
typical.
Yesterday, wild scenario. And so I'm sitting around watching baseball because that's what I like to do with my free time. Mm-hmm. And I texted my buddies, Chris Vernon, Mark McCleskey, Brad P. We're like in a nonstop group text. And I texted them. I was like, yo, did you guys see the Astros money line today with the Orioles? Because it was like minus 465.
Right.
And as somebody who looks at baseball money lines every day, let's just say, I couldn't remember ever seeing anything like close to that. Like every once in a while, back when Kershaw was peak Kershaw and they'd be playing the Marlins, you might see Clayton Kershaw minus 330. And for people who don't understand gambling, that means you got to put up $330 to win 100.
Mm-hmm.
That's an extremely big money line for a baseball game. But I'd never seen anything like minus 465. The number was just astronomical. And I think the Orioles closed at plus 420, and they win the game in the ninth. And according to the Action Network, it is the biggest money line upset in Major League Baseball in at least the past 15 years. The data doesn't go back forever, but Orioles beating Justin Verlander and the Astros yesterday was quite literally one of the biggest single-game upsets in the history of Major League Baseball. And so it was a game that will largely mean nothing in terms of standings or playoff implications or whatever. But if you happen to be watching yesterday, you watched one of the biggest upsets in Major League Baseball history. The Orioles closed at plus 420, and still they're able to beat the Astros just a day after they got beat 23-3 by the Astros. So Saturday went one way. Sunday went the exact opposite.
Story number four.
News broke earlier today. Precious Achiuwa, a five-star freshman, is not with the Memphis basketball team in the Bahamas. Jeff Calkins is there. I'll talk to him about that next.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Memphis is known for its barbecue, but only one Memphis area restaurant actually serves world championship barbecue. And this is Gary Parrish reminding you that it's Memphis Barbecue Company in Horn Lake. Melissa Cookston, the owner, has won 8 world championships, so she sets the standard high. Ribs are cooked multiple times per day to give guests fresh from the cooker quality. And when you order a pulled pork sandwich, the pork is hand pulled right then and not spot a moment earlier. If you've been to Memphis Barbecue Company, you know it's legit. If you haven't been, go. It's at 709 DeSoto Cove, just off the interstate in Horn Lake. Check them out on the web, memphisbbqco.com.
What you're listening to is a father who overslept starting his day.
Go, my wallet!
It's hard to remember everything when you're not sleeping well.
Honey, have you seen my wallet? Never mind, got it!
Good thing, because IKEA is rolling out new lower prices for mattresses, bed frames, dressers, and more.
Oh, my keys!
Everything he needs to have a good night's sleep.
Honey?
And an easier morning.
While supplies last, visit your IKEA store, ikea-usa.com for details. IKEA, make the dream yours.
Caps, lids, hats. Call them what you want. If you own a small business, you wear a lot of them. Like the scheduling hat, the cash flow hat, and the did I remember to lock up hat? Fortunately, Trustmark helps you focus on leaving your mark with online banking, remote deposits, ACH alerts, card services, and more. Which means you can take off some of those other hats and put on the captain's hat. You know, because that's what the fearless leader wears. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
Hi, my name is Jerry Sinclair of Sinclair Mechanical. I've been doing HVAC repair and installation in the Memphis area for over 20 years. I am a one-man show. I don't have a home office, and I don't have a website because I don't need one. Unlike my competition, I do not have a huge overhead. So not only are you getting quality HVAC service, but you're getting a huge savings. Plus, it never hurts to have the guy as your point of contact. So call me today, 901-212-4636. That's 212-4636.
Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN with Jeff Calkins on today's show, presented by the Blue Monkey.
Cooper Systems over in the Mount Moriah Office Park on the web, coopersystems.com. If you're in the market for a computer, that's where you're going because they got whatever it is you need. They've got high-end computers, low-end computers, middle-of-the-road computers, desktops, tablets, notebooks, whatever you're after, a PC or a Mac. They're going to have it for you, or they can get it for you, or they can build it for you. Now, let me tell you the good part about that. It's that you're not just going to go and buy what you end up buying when you go to the big box stores, which is whatever the latest computer, you know, Dell or Apple or anybody else is selling. Because those computers are almost certainly going to be equipped to do things you'll never want to do on a computer. But you're still paying for all that stuff. You won't use it. You ain't never using GarageBand, but you will probably be paying for it if you go to the big box stores. At Cooper Systems, they'll be able to talk to you about what kind of computer you need. More specifically, what are you going to use this computer to do? Okay, just watch YouTube videos, surf the web, and email? Well, then this computer is plenty good enough, and it's only $300. You're going to have a computer better priced for you. They're going to have a computer that's better suited for you. That means it's going to be better priced for you. That's at Cooper Systems, 360-9679, 360-9679. Cooper Systems, Mount Moriah Office Park on the web, coopersystems.com. Jeff Calkins is your award-winning columnist, Daily Memphis, host of the Jeff Calkins Show. And it appears that he is going to get to the Bahamas before Precious Achiuwa. How'd you pull that off, Calkins?
No, breaking news. I'm not going to Bahamas because of I've discovered that I have illegal plant products on me.
Oh, no.
And so I'm not allowed to go to the Bahamas.
Oh, no.
Also, my shoulder hurts, and so if I go, I can't play. I can't type. I'm either not going, or if I'm going, I'm out for this foreseeable future.
How terrible is this for the Tigers' trip? Can you imagine being somebody who paid all this money to go get a first look at James Wiseman and Precious Achiuwa, and now Precious is back in Memphis, and James is incapable of playing at the moment, it appears.
Oh, it's incredibly deflating. I mean, the people who go will have a nice time. It's the Bahamas.
Oh, sure. Oh, right? let me tell you, by the way, any of you who are going on the trip to the Bahamas, the absolute worst part of your trip, with or without Precious Achiuwa, was going to be the basketball games. So don't worry about it.
So, people have a nice time. And, if they hadn't gotten James Wiseman or Precious Achiuwa, you'd be excited to see Boogie Ellis, Lester Kanonis, DJ Jeffries, like all of that. But as it is, what you had hoped this would be was this incredible unveiling, right? It was meaningless games, whatever. It was just sort of an unveiling of here we go. Let's unleash this beast. And instead, it's no Precious Tua. And who knows about James Wiseman? Now, the Precious Tua thing, so that takes some of the sting out of the – I mean, takes some of the glamour off the trip. There's no question. But with Precious Achiuwa, as long as they're not putting the Final Four in the Bahamas, you're okay. Like, I don't, there's not, I know that NCAA has made some changes today about rules, but they didn't move the Final Four to the Bahamas, did they? Or anywhere out of the country, as far as I can tell. Is that right?
That's right. Still going to be in Atlanta.
Okay, so Atlanta, I think if Precious Achiuwa can get to Atlanta.
Woo-hoo!
And I don't know where the first game, second round, whatever games are, but I bet they're not in the Bahamas either. So I think that's fine. Long term, who cares? Yeah, so the bigger thing long term is, and who knows? Obviously, they're not showing us the X-rays or the MRI results or anything else. But the Wiseman thing's a little worrisome, just because he's it. Like, he is it, and you don't want, and you hope it's abundance of caution and all of that. But you certainly don't want a lingering shoulder issue that would impact the season. The Precious Chewy stuff just impacts this trip. But the Wiseman thing could impact the season. And so you obviously hope that's resolved.
Well, as for the trip, I mean, it does take a little bit of the, like you said, excitement off of it. Like, what I was hoping, for professional reasons, I wanted Penny either on Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday, or Sunday to start five freshmen so that I could write the five freshmen column and use all of the data that I looked up last week. And now it seems unlikely he's going to start five freshmen because two of the starters that are supposed to be freshmen aren't going to be available. So that stinks. I'm going to have to hold that column to another day. But beyond that, you're exactly right. And the other thing that it potentially could stink, people don't care about context. People don't care about details. If you're two players short and you do take a loss in the Bahamas, you'll get all the jokes, on Twitter from,
right,
opposing fans and some, it'll be a thing. Oh, here's number one recruited class in America.
That would be okay. I wouldn't mind that. I can write a column about that. Replace your other column. Here it comes, lady. It may be totally without context, whatever else, but just prepare yourself.
Right.
Because this is what it's going to be like. I'm not rooting for them to lose, mind you, but that wouldn't be the worst thing. Like, that didn't count as an L. Like, the NCAA didn't count that against you. Nobody counts that against you. So, yeah, but you're right. If they do lose, all the jokes. And the one team came pretty close to beating who? To beating Temple. The one team played Temple close. So, Temple claimed, yeah, they Temple won, but it's very close. So, they could lose. They can lose a game.
Sure. And then the Wiseman thing, to me, I don't want to overstate it or be alarmed. It might just really just be a knick-knack, as Penny put it last week. But I will say, when you ask him questions, as we've noted for more than a year now, he tends to just answer them as candidly and openly, and yet they're being very not upfront about the James Wiseman stuff, which is like...
There's no question.
Like, you asked him...
What did he say he answered? Whatever. He answered a question about injuries last year all the time. He answered questions about recruits he didn't get last time.
Right.
Last year, right?
And now when it's Wiseman, it's just like...
He's not allowed to answer questions about. Like, he answered questions about anything.
Right.
And James, it's just, yes, there's no question they're being vague about James. I'll be honest, I thought they should have probably released this Achiuwa, go ahead and announce it, go ahead and announce it, and if we'll say something about James. I mean, it's no big deal. It's not a big deal, but why not? If Precious isn't going, why not tell people Precious isn't going? They've obviously known that for a little while.
Unless they were still trying to get it resolved until, literally the last minute. Maybe they were like, we're going to keep working on this, all the way up until Monday morning, and maybe...
Yeah, my sense is that's not true.
Right. Right. Well, and I'm not trying to say that they're being... I mean, they answered the question definitively. Why is Precious Achiuwa not on the trip? It is because of her visa issue. I will tell you that in most other cases, when a high-profile freshman isn't on the trip, it is because this happens sometimes. In most other cases, it's because there's some sort of hasn't been cleared to go on the trip yet. I'm not saying that's what happens here. I'm just saying that is usually what it is.
But I'm worried that he wouldn't be allowed back in the country.
Yeah, but let me be clear. I take them at their word. I don't think
totally.
That, yeah, I take
I believe
them,
totally. Yeah, the Precious Achiuwa thing.
Yeah, I take them at their word. But usually it's a different type of issue. But with Wiseman, they had at last week's media availability, where he clearly was, you know, if it's just nicked up, he was nicked up last week because he didn't practice. He was on a stationary bike.
Riding the bike the whole time, yeah.
And it's not like nobody asked about injuries. I think Mark Giannotto asked about injuries. They've just been intentionally vague. And by them, I should say Penny, being intentionally vague when he is never otherwise vague at all is again, if nothing else, uncommon.
Well, I mean, I got a text a week ago from someone who said he's getting an MRI,
right.
And they don't, you know, you're not supposed to report medical stuff on the, you know what I mean? And they're not supposed to release medical stuff and whatever. So there's all that complication to it too, right? You can hide behind the HIPAA stuff, right, if you want. But there's no question. Of the two things, the Precious Achiuwa thing I don't think is a worry at all long term. It just takes a little less fun out of it. The Wiseman thing, you start to think, okay, how could a dream season go wrong? And I'm not saying it is going to go wrong, but one way it could go wrong is the best player is that, I mean, Joel Embiid at Kansas, right? How much did he play?
He played a lot.
How much did he play?
He played a lot.
Did he play at the end? Was he playing at the end?
No, he got hurt at the end, and that's why they went from a team that could win a national championship to a team that lost in the round of 32 to Stanford, you know, because he was unavailable to play. But this does happen. 2 years ago, they were supposed to have a dream season. I mean, it wasn't like preseason top 10, but Michael Porter Jr. and Jonte Porter are at Missouri. Michael Porter played two games. This past year at Vanderbilt, Darius Garland is here. He gets hurt. They stink. They fire their coach. Now, that ain't going to happen here, obviously, but if Memphis were to secure an amazing recruiting class led by an amazing recruit and then have him, you know, in a limited way or not at all, it wouldn't be that rare of a story. Like, these things have happened in back-to-back years in college basketball. First at Missouri. Oh, at Oregon with Bol Bol last year as well.
Right.
You know, like, these things do happen. And the awful part of it is that it's not like, you know, in Brooklyn this year, Kevin Durant's not going to be available. But he'll be available next year.
Next year, yeah. James Wiseman ain't being back next year.
If you don't get James Wiseman this year, you never get James Wiseman. And that's, again, we don't know the extent to which he's injured. And it might be nothing by this time next week, but we do know that he's not well, and that's not good.
The other thing, the other truth to this is there's no incentive for James Wiseman. I mean, he's a good kid who wants to play, and again, maybe as you point out, by next week this could be resolved. There's no incentive for James Wiseman to quote unquote play through injury or anything else, right? You know, if it's shaky in any way, you don't play because he's going to be a top five pick. Literally, if he didn't play a minute and he just cleared his physicals, he's going to be the top five pick next year. So there's not a lot of incentive. You know, there's a lot of incentive to say for his people to say, you know what, we'll just put him on the shelf. I'm not saying that's going to happen at all. Some people tell me it's nothing. He'll be ready to go next week. But I'll be happy when he's playing and blocking shots and dunking on people because this is how this could go wrong. Obviously, the most famous injury. Most devastating injury in University of Memphis basketball history was David Vaughn, wasn't it? I mean, isn't that the one?
It's the one.
What were the circumstances of that? When did he get hurt?
It is the one that I was thinking of before you completed that sentence. Memphis State. It is Penny's sophomore year, and so you've got Penny's second year with the team, third year on campus. So sophomore season, they're playing at Arkansas, and they're beating the brakes off Arkansas. I mean, they're just on the road, like looking like a real national championship contender. And then I think it was in transition, but maybe not. But he tore his ACL very early in the season. Like, if not first game, first week, or second week, it was very early in the season. And it took a team that looked like could be a real national championship team and turned it into the team that lost in the first round of the NCAA tournament.
And he was never the same, right? He came back, but he was not the same?
I don't remember if he was never the same. I remember him still being very good and obviously still making it to the NBA.
But I remember people saying he was never the same. I've heard that said. He was never the same. But
to the extent he ruined that season.
Yeah.
I mean, to the extent he was
Penny
never
was
the,
gone. Right.
And then Penny was gone. So you had that one shot to get Penny Hardaway and David Vaughn on the same team, and you had it very briefly while you had it. They looked amazing, and then it was gone. Like I it is one of my memories. Like from my childhood, I remember that. I remember that game. I remember thinking that, oh no, like that's the season. And it wasn't the season. They were still good, but they were never going to have a chance to be what they would have been.
Well, look at Cincinnati and Kenyon Martin, right?
Yep.
That's a big one.
Well,
that happened here. That happened here at the Pyramid. I covered that game.
Well, I talked to Bob Huggins about that when Huggs won like his 800th game or something a few years ago. I was working on a column, so he and I were talking, and you know the one thing that his resume lacks is a national championship. You know, he's been to Final Fours at multiple schools,
right,
but he's never won a national championship. And I said, do you ever think about, we're talking, and I said, do you ever think about, like, what happens if Kenyon doesn't break his leg in the Pyramid? He said, I don't have to think about what happens. I know what happens. We win the national championship. We were the best team. Nobody was beating us with him. Nobody was going to beat us.
What did they do? What subsequently happened? They lost early, you think, in the NCAA tournament? Totally different team, yeah.
Yeah, I think they lost in the second round. Yeah, yeah, totally different team. But he was like, I'm just telling you, like, I would be a national championship coach if Kenyon Martin doesn't break his leg. He said that dude was not going to let us lose in that tournament. And how about this? So if you subscribe to that while acknowledging it's a single elimination tournament, who knows? Right now, Bob Huggins would have a national championship, and guess who wouldn't have one? Tom Izzo. He'd be sitting on zero because Izzo won it that year. So it's just weird how
that's Izzo's only national championship?
Is the one he won when Kenyon Martin broke his leg.
That's the only national championship.
Yeah, yeah.
How many Final Fours does he have?
Oh, like seven, a bunch. Eight maybe, a whole bunch, maybe nine. But only one national championship, and it was in 2000, the same year Kenyon Martin broke his leg. And it's a championship you can reasonably say he wouldn't have if not for Kenyon Martin breaking his leg. So it's always been interesting to me how that thing all ties together. Listen, I know you're tied up doing a million things, so I'll let you get back to that, and we will talk to you tomorrow from the Bahamas.
See you, GP. Yeah, I'll be. No. I leave Wednesday morning on the Harold Bird shuttle.
All right.
So at 7:30 a.m.
Well, I'll talk to you tomorrow from somewhere. What difference does it make? That's Jeff Calkins here on 92.9 FM ESPN. And again, to circle back to the James Wiseman stuff, nobody has said it's serious. Nobody has said his season is at risk. But they have been obviously and intentionally vague when asked about the extent of James's availability. You know, Penny was asked last week, how's the roster in terms of health? And he said, Malcolm's obviously out, Malcolm Dandridge.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, we have a few other guys that are, you know, nicked up, banged up, but, like, we're mostly good. And perhaps that was the inaccurate answer. But he gave no indication last week that James Wiseman was at risk of not playing in the Bahamas. And now it seems that he's at risk of not playing in the Bahamas. And Jeff said that somebody connected to the program told him that he got an MRI or he's either going to get an MRI. And I don't want to say if you get an MRI, it must be serious, because that's not true. When you are dealing with somebody as valuable as James Wiseman, you chance nothing.
You triple check everything.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's why I was infuriated last year with the Mets medical team, to the extent that I can be infuriated. And by infuriated, I mean just like at home on my couch, mad.
Another
because feeling. Noah Syndergaard said he felt a pain somewhere. Like they had to remove him from a game. I can't remember if it was his chest or his arm or something. It was just something wasn't right. And he missed a start. And they wanted him to get an MRI. And he said, no, I don't want to get an MRI. I'm fine. And they were like, okay. And then he went out like a start or two later and like suffered a serious injury. He was out months. And it's like, this is one of the young pitching stars in the world. He can't pitch. You think he should get an MRI. He says he doesn't want one. So you just say, okay.
No.
Like at that point you say, we don't care what you want. We're investing millions of dollars in you. You go get the MRI. We're not going to risk anything. And so it's just like, it's just total incompetence, which is, you know, goes hand in hand with that organization. But my larger point is, when you have a young, valuable thing, you chance nothing. You test everything. And so if James Wiseman told me his shoulder was bothering him just a little bit, we would have an MRI just to, hey, it's probably nothing, but let's make sure. Because you're literally worth, if your career goes the way it should go, hundreds of millions of dollars. And I don't think there's any intention from James or his family to maybe not play, to play it safe. I think James at his core is a lot like Zion at his core. Like, if he can play, he wants to play. Like, so many people back during the season were trying to talk Zion Williamson into shutting it down after he suffered a knee injury. And Zion was like, I'm not going to shut it down. Like, the second they tell me I can play, I'm playing. Mm-hmm. Because these are my brothers. I only get one shot at this. And I'm going to play. And I think James is cut from a similar cloth in terms of he knows he's only got 1 year to do this. And if possible, he wants to do it. But if somebody tells him it's unsafe to do so, or you're risking something, can't play. It's worth too much money. You know, you don't mess around with this type of stuff. I mean, it can be the thing that costs you millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars. And Jeff's exactly right. If James Wiseman, for whatever reason, and again, I don't think he has an injury that's going to lead to this. I don't think he has a mindset that's going to lead to this. But just to make the point, if he decided today, we've gotten feedback from general managers in the NBA that says, I'm the number one pick in the draft, barring a surprise. I'll just sit it out. You know, I'm just not going to do anything except train between now and next June. And maybe if somebody has a out-of-nowhere Zion-type year, they'll pass me on draft boards. But I'll bottom line it this way. If James Wiseman never stepped on a basketball court again in an official game until summer league after the 2020 NBA draft, he'd be no worse than a top-three pick. The way he could be worse than a top-three pick is to play and underperform or get hurt. He has really not a whole lot to gain from a draft perspective by playing. He does have a lot to lose. And so I guess it's always more interesting with a player like him because the stakes are so much higher and you only get one shot at it. I mean, Missouri had one shot at Michael Porter Jr. It never materialized. Mm-hmm. Oregon had one shot at Bol Bol. Never materialized. Vanderbilt had one shot with Darius Garland. He gets hurt. It's done. You never get that back. You spend all this time as a staff pursuing him. You get him. Fans get excited. And then it's nothing. And so nobody is suggesting that's likely with Memphis, but if you're trying to, as Jeff put it, think of ways this dream season might not actually become a dream season, the most obvious way is an injury to one of the star freshmen. In this case, specifically, James Wiseman. So fingers crossed, that's not a reality. Be back in a second.
Is there a room in your house that never seems to cool or heat the way you think it should? Then a Mitsubishi ductless system may be a solution for you. Hi, this is Lauren Choate with Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. Ductless systems are relatively new to the United States, but Mitsubishi ductless systems are a proven energy saver because the system does not have any ductwork, so it can blow colder air in the summer and warmer air in the winter. Mitsubishi's inverter-driven compressors automatically adjust to your cooling or heating demands to deliver ideal comfort while only using the energy that is needed. No more, no less. Do you have a bonus room, sunroom, or master bedroom that never cools right? Maybe a new addition to your home or a garage you want heated or cooled. Now you can do it efficiently. Call Choate's today at 755-4797 or visit our website at choateshvac.com to schedule your free estimate. And remember, Choate's, let our family serve your family.
What's going on, Memphis? This is John Martin. And listen, you may have wondered what it takes to enjoy 20 years of strong business in Memphis like the Blue Monkey has. Well, let me tell you, it takes hot wing rolls and a commitment to providing a great product and great customer service. And that's exactly what they do at the Blue Monkey each and every day. The good folks over at the Blue Monkey, they are celebrating 20 whole years this October. And here's what they want to do. They want to thank all of Memphis for their loyal support with a very special thank you to all the team members who have worked so hard and contributed so much in the last 20 years. So go ahead and mark your calendars right now. It's going to be a huge party celebrating 20 years of the Blue Monkey happening around Halloween. I'll have details as we get closer. Between now and then, two locations, downtown and midtown. Check out the menu online, BlueMonkeyMemphis.com.
Live team trivia and karaoke every Wednesday and Thursday. Bring a team and win some green. Live music at the Blue Monkey Midtown Friday night. Eric Hughes on Saturday, Greasy Tree.
Get more 92.9. Download the radio.com app now and make sure your favorite 92.9 FM ESPN Memphis.
Hey, hon.
Hey, babe. You know that skateboard?
Oh, no. How bad?
A sprain, maybe a break. We're headed to the...
No, not the ER. Go to Campbell Clinic after hours in Germantown or South Haven.
We don't have an appointment.
You don't need one. With Campbell Clinic after hours, you can walk in, get treated, and get home.
Okay, we're headed there now.
Campbell Clinic Orthopedics, the official sports medicine provider for the Grizzlies, Redbirds, and Tigers.
As a small business owner, when was the last time you considered switching internet providers?
I don't even remember. Running a business keeps me pretty busy.
Let's compare your current provider to Comcast Business. Are you getting fast, reliable internet?
Sometimes.
How about a full suite of innovative services like separate Wi-Fi networks, 4G wireless backup, and advanced voice solutions?
I highly doubt it.
Sounds like Comcast Business could give you more. Make the switch to the nation's largest gig speed network now and get an amazing deal. Right now, get fast 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines and sign up for paperless billing and auto pay. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without paperless billing and auto pay. Offer ends 8/21/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited to up to 8 hours.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
My Charmin clean booty is a thing of beauty. So nice, so fresh, so cutie. Shining glossy, got me feeling flossy. Cheeks so pretty from the nitty to the gritty. My shining clean booty is a thing of beauty. My shining booty beauty.
Charmin Ultra Strong just cleans better. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
So there's a guy named Dan had a home out in Barlow. He wanted to sell it, so he did what I've been telling you to do for years now. He got in touch with Josh Heisall. Josh got 12 showings in just 48 hours on Dan's house. Then he sold it for the full asking price. How does Josh Heisall do it? He does it with his 45-day guarantee. It's a system for selling homes that creates more demand and gets homes sold faster and for more money than the average agent. What Josh is able to do is rooted in the fact that he's experienced, he's effective. He knows how to expose your home to the most buyers with the best marketing strategy. He knows how to negotiate for the most money possible. But the first step is him helping you price your home in a way that makes it attractive. So you guys are going to agree on a price, then Josh Heisall is going to go to work. And then if your home isn't sold in 45 days, that agreed-upon price, Josh will step in and make the mortgage payments until it sells, or he'll simply buy the home from you. You pick, totally up to you, and it's a risk-free proposition. Working with Josh does not obligate you to anything. If he's not doing his job, in your opinion, you can fire him, no questions asked. He's got flexible fees, no upfront costs. So if you're trying to sell a home, use the real estate agent I would use. If I wanted to sell my home, it's Josh Heisall, 461-8147 on the web, joshsellsthemidsouth.com.
Indeed, used by over 3 million businesses for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, proud sponsor of Radio.com Sports.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Step my money fast and go. Put some respect on my check. Pay me in equity. Pay me in equity. Watch me reverse out of dicks.
Yo, Memphis is known for its barbecue, but there's only one Memphis area restaurant that's actually serving world championship barbecue, and that is Memphis Barbecue Company. Melissa Cookson's the owner. She's won 8 world championships. She's the reason USA Today said a visit to the Memphis Barbecue Company is, quote, worth the pilgrimage. She was the first woman ever inducted into the Barbecue Hall of Fame. Now, I've been going to Memphis Barbecue Company for years. I'm clearly an endorser now, but I was a customer long before I was an endorser, and for two reasons, as long as I'm being honest. One, it's like I pass it every day, all right? But most importantly, because it's awesome. If you know, if you've been there, you already know. If you haven't been there, you need to go check it out. It's 709 DeSoto Cove. That's the address, 709 DeSoto Cove. Just off the interstate at the Goodman Road exit. So you're taking 55 South to Goodman Road. Take a right. It's right there. You can actually see the sign, see the place from the interstate. They're going to cook the ribs multiple times a day. That way you're getting a fresh from the quality, fresh from the cooker quality, no matter if you're in there at 1 in the afternoon or 8:30 at night. They are under instructions in the kitchen. If you order a pulled pork sandwich, they don't pull the pork until you order it, until they've got a ticket for it. That's not the most, efficient way to run a kitchen, but it is the best way to ensure you get the best quality pulled pork sandwich. They've got a freezer there. They keep ice cream in it. Everything else is fresh, 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 never frozen. So if you're looking for great barbecue, you know where to look. Memphis Barbecue Company. It's on the web, memphisbbqco.com, memphisbbqco.com. 536 Gary Parrish Show here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Randomly, Jeff and I got into a conversation about David Vaughn in that last segment because, if you haven't heard, James Wiseman is dealing with a reportedly shoulder injury to some degree, and it's unclear whether he's going to be able to play in the Bahamas. And we took that and just started, you know, sort of playing worst case scenario. Like, what if this dream season that Memphis fans have been looking forward to with such anxiousness never materializes because James Wiseman or another key player isn't healthy enough either at the beginning of the season, middle of the season, or God forbid, end of the season to take this team wherever it might go. And Jeff pointed out, I think accurately, certainly in my lifetime, the most devastating Memphis basketball injury was the David Vaughn injury. And I could, just off the top of my head, even though I do not have a good memory, remember the basics. Like, they were supposed to be very good. They were beating the crap out of Arkansas. And then David Vaughn suffers a torn ACL. They end up losing that game, never becoming what they would have been, and subsequently lose in the first round of the NCAA tournament. And that's the end of the Penny Hardaway era at what was then Memphis State University. During the break, I went and looked up. The details are even more interesting. So the year prior to that, so the 1991-92 season, Memphis goes to the Elite Eight.
Mm-hmm.
Penny averages 17.4 points, 7.0 rebounds, and 5.5 assists in his first year as a college basketball player. David Vaughn, also in his first year as a college basketball player, averaged 13.4 points, 8.3 rebounds. Really good.
Yep.
The third leading scorer on that team was Billy Smith. Fourth leading scorer on that team was Anthony Douglas. They all come back for the next year. Penny, David, Billy, Anthony. This is the 1992-93 season, and they are ranked 8th in the preseason AP poll. So about where they're going to be ranked this season, possibly higher. And so it was actually the season opener at Arkansas, this preseason top 10 team. You've got two dynamic future NBA players, at the very least, on your roster, both of whom are already proven at the high major level. you got your top four scores back from an Elite Eight team. Think about that. Top four scores back from an Elite Eight team. And you're at Arkansas, and you're up 49-35 at the half. You were going into, I believe it was Barnhill Arena at the time, against the Nolan Richardson team, and you're beating the brakes off of them on the road, up 14 points. Scored 49 points in 20 minutes at Arkansas, up 49-35 at the half. David Vaughn had 10 points and 8 rebounds at the half. And then 4 minutes into the second half, he suffers a torn ACL, and that's that. Not only does Memphis go on to lose that game 81-76, so let's do the math on this for a second. They're up 49-35. So they score 49 points in the first half and then only score 27 in the second, and they get outscored by 19 in the second half to lose 81-76. They start the season then 0-1. So they go from up 14 on the road against Arkansas in the season opener to 0-1, and now without David Vaughn. 4 days after that, they lose at Tennessee, 70-59. And then they lose 3 days after that to Tulane, and they drop to 0-3. So this preseason top 10 team, led by Penny Hardaway and David Vaughn, that's up 14 points on the road at Arkansas at the half, suffers an injury to David Vaughn, season ending. They lose that game, and then the next two, they go 0-3 to start the season. They finish the regular season 17-10. They enter Selection Sunday 18-11, and then they lost to Western Kentucky 59-52 on March 18th, 1993, in the first round of the NCAA tournament. Finished 18-12 overall, and that was the last game Penny Hardaway ever played in a Memphis State jersey. I mean, that season went from, I don't remember the buildup to it.
It had to have been big.
I was 14 years old.
Right.
But obviously it had to have been big. Preseason top 10 with a preseason All-American, homegrown, amazing talent, future top 5 pick on the roster. And then you're playing a rival, a bordering state school, Arkansas, on the season opener. And holy crap, because sometimes these seasons start, first off, they don't usually start with a game against Arkansas or something like that. They usually start with a bye game, and you win it, and you don't know whether you're good or bad. It's just like you just beat the crap out of an outman team. So this season, it starts on the road at Arkansas, and often you find out, oh, it doesn't look like we're as good as we thought. Like, that's the problem with high expectations, is that more often than not, the early returns are like, oh, I don't know if the team's as good as we thought it was going to be. And then suddenly, what? You're up 14 points at Arkansas. Penny's great. David's great. We're on national television, on the road against the SEC team, and beating the crap out of them. Perhaps we shouldn't be ranked eighth in the country. Maybe we should be ranked number one in the country. And then, boom, 4 minutes in the second half, it's over. And you never get it back. Because after that, Penny's gone, and you never get it back. That's the thing about injuries in college basketball. Injuries in the NBA, you almost always get another shot at it. Oh, it's too bad. So-and-so suffered an injury. Well, he'll probably be back as long as he's under contract next season. You'll take another run at it. There is no taking another run at something like this. When you lose Penny Hardaway, I mean, when you lose David Vaughn in what is going to be Penny Hardaway's last season, you never get that back. And if you were to lose Precious Achiuwa or James Wiseman or anybody were to suffer a similar type of injury, it changes the entire season and what's possible with the entire season. It happened at Vanderbilt last season, happened at Oregon last season, happened at Missouri 2 years ago, and now you hope that something like that doesn't keep this Memphis season from being what it otherwise is supposed to be. Be back with Dinner to Go.
It's the 2019 92.9 FM ESPN Madden Tournament, hosted by 92.9's Jason and John. Friday, August 23rd, starting at 6:30 p.m. at the Rec Room. Want in? Sign up and see if we draw your name at 92.9ESPN.com. That's 92.9ESPN.com. Bracket play, prizes, Rec Room beer specials, and more. The 2019 92.9 Madden Tournament from Memphis's Madden Station. 92.9 FM ESPN.
If you want wings in Memphis, they're not hard to find. There are dozens of places all over town. The Wing Guru is but one. And yes, the Wing Guru is a little more expensive than most other wing joints. And yes, the Wing Guru might take a little longer to get your wings to your table than most other wing joints. But guess what? It's worth it. The fresh ingredients, the premium oils, and the cook-to-order approach make it all worth it. This is Gary Parrish asking a simple question. Do you want okay wings or great wings? Do you have the patience necessary to get the perfection you desire? If so, pop into one of the Wing Guru's two locations and experience it for yourself. One is at 5699 Mount Moriah. The other is at 7199 Stage Road. And if you can't make it to either location for whatever reason, just have the Wing Guru delivered by ordering via DoorDash at wingguru.com. That's the wingguru.com. Do yourself a favor and go see what everybody in the city is talking about. A locally owned wing franchise launched by University of Memphis basketball legend Billy Richmond. If you take pride in supporting local, support the Wing Guru. That's the Wing Guru online, thewingguru.com. Again, thewingguru.com.
How often do you say you love something? This is Sheldon Rosengarten with Mark's Bensdorf Realtors, and I love selling real estate, and I love doing these ads. There's nothing like helping someone find their dream home, whether it's their first home or their seventh, or get them through the complexities of selling their current home. The creativity in writing and doing these radio ads is similar to the personalized marketing programs I design for each client. This often includes using the Shellbucks option. And people ask me, what is the Shellbucks option? If you or someone you know is thinking of selling their home, I advise people to talk to 2 to 3 real estate brokers and let me be one of them. Find out how my strategic and creative marketing program can mean the difference in whether you sit or sell. Call or email me at 483-0546 or memphisrelocate.com. That's Shell Dunn Rosengarten, because people often say when you want the job done, call Shell Dunn at 483-0546 or memphisrelocate.com. And I'll be happy to tell you about the Shellbucks option.
My wife and I had our youngest son at Regional One Health a little more than 2 years ago, and we were there because we were in an emergency situation, high-risk pregnancy that was going to, if we were lucky, like the good scenario was a high-risk, very dicey delivery. And our doctor, Dr. Jacques Sampson, suggested that we go to Regional One because, in his opinion, it was the hospital in the area best equipped to allow he and his team to do what, you know, to try to make this a good story as opposed to a nightmare. So we trusted him, and it could not have been a better experience. Everybody there was awesome. The delivery went perfectly. We were there for several weeks in the NICU because little Lou was several months premature. But still, like, we look back on it fondly and still have a relationship with the hospital. But one thing I've tried to tell you over and over again since that delivery is that you do not have to be in a high-risk situation like we were to take advantage of the incredible care under the Regional One Health umbrella. And a good example of that is the East Campus Imaging Center. You probably realize if you are a woman 40 and up, it is suggested that you get a mammogram annually. Doing so could save your life. Not doing so could cost you dearly. And you can get that done at the East Campus Imaging Center. It's at 6555 Quince Road, right there with 385 crosses Kirby Parkway. So easy to find, easy to get to. And you can make an appointment by calling 515-3600-901-515-3600. You can learn more on the web, regional1health.org.
Find more ways to save at Kroger, like one extra fuel point for every dollar you spend Thursday through Sundays. Just get your coupon at Kroger.com or on the app. More ways to save. It's easy. Restrictions apply. Fresh food, low prices at Kroger.
I've got goals and a plan to reach them, and I won't let anything keep me from moving forward. That's why I signed up for My City Rides. For just $90 a month, I can lease to own a brand new motor scooter that gets me to school, work, and anywhere else I want to go. That's cheaper than a car payment, and that includes my gear and preventive maintenance. My City Rides taught me how to ride safely, and if something goes wrong with my scooter, they help me get back on the road quickly. No more waiting around on my ride or the bus. Now I'm in control of my day. Learn how you can get started at MyCityRides.org.
Grizz Nation, 2019 marks the 25th season for the Grizzlies franchise, and it's bound to be one for the ages. Now is the time to secure your seats to see the Grizzlies' young core compete all season long. Early bird single game tickets are on sale now through Wednesday, August 14th. Make sure you get yours today by shopping Grizzlies.com.
Before he became your business partner, before you gave him his first bonus, before you put him on the payroll, before he was an unpaid intern, you saved his resume in your keeper's folder. Staples has what your business needs to get you from here to there. And right now, Staples two-pocket poly folders are just 50 cents each, and 12 packs of True Red Black ballpoint stick pens are only 97 cents each. Staples, here we get you there.
In-store only while supplies last. Offers end 8/31/19. Limit 30 on folders.
Get to us on Sundays.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
The hood got heavy metal like Slipknot.
New Amsterdam Vodka. It's a premium 80-proof vodka. It's made from the finest quality grains. Five times distilled for unparalleled smoothness. How smooth is it, Bennett Doyle?
It's so smooth you can drink it straight.
So smooth you can drink it straight. It's made from the finest quality grains. Like I said, filtered three times to create a soft finish. It really is what I get when I'm in the liquor store. Reason simple. It's quality vodka that's reasonably priced. You can spend more money on a bottle of vodka if you want, but why would you do that if I got you a quality vodka, reasonably priced? You can get them big boy bottles for less than $20. They got flavored vodka as well. Grapefruit, apple, peach, orange, mango, pineapple, red berry, coconut, lemon, raspberry. Try one. Try them all. Mix them together. Whatever you want to do. However you want to approach it. Just make sure next time you're in the liquor store, you're looking for New Amsterdam Vodka. They got a gluten-free vodka as well. So if you're on a gluten-free diet, perfect. They got you covered. It's New Amsterdam Vodka. Ask for it by name in your bars, your restaurants, and your liquor stores. New Amsterdam Vodka, pour your soul out on the web. NewAmsterdamSpirits.com. Special shouts to 901FC for having me out on a Saturday night to smash the guitar before the match against North Carolina FC. We had a hell of a time out there, didn't
we,
Bennett
Doyle?
Yeah. Craig Unger and his staff could not have been more first class and accommodating. I didn't just come by myself. It was me and the wife and the three kids. We had a crew.
Same, yeah.
We had a crew, and Bennett and his lovely wife and little boy were there. And you know, they had us set up in a suite after us. First things first, I smashed the guitar. I smashed the guitar.
It was solid. It was a solid smash. And the flip at the end is, I think, what made it.
I think the guitar flip is what took it to another level. And then I flexed on them hoes.
And it was. And I like how they do the smoke bombs, like, right on time. Made for a nice picture and video, yeah.
Yeah. So I appreciate Bluff City Mafia for using the flares to create the smoke in different colors, because it makes it all look more dramatic. It just makes it all look more dramatic.
Yep.
Like, I'm flexing and I've got all these flares behind me and enthusiastic soccer fans. So we had an awesome time from start to finish.
Did.
We were able to go first over to the Brass Door and kick it with the Bluff City Mafia over there. I took my oldest son, Aiden, with me there. And then we walked on over to the stadium. And again, everybody connected to 901FC could not have been better. And so it was an enjoyable night, just to be able to be involved in that. But then beyond that, the setup was perfect and the match was intense.
It was actually entertaining.
Terrible ending. Of course, 901FC took a 2-1 loss, in a game that they led 1-0 early on. So terrible ending, but the experience was great. When we woke up the next day and I was talking to I got three boys, none of them are alike. And none of whom are the same age, and two of them aren't even close to the same age. So I've got a 16-year-old, a 5-year-old, and a 2-year-old. They're all very different. They don't all like the same anything.
Right.
You know, like restaurants, they all got different. It's hard for us to find anything they all agree on.
Uh-huh.
They all agreed on this. They had a fun time.
It was fun.
They all agreed on the night at AutoZone Park to watch 901FC. They want to go back. So we will be back. So again, special shouts, thanks to Craig Unger and his entire staff and everybody over there. I told you before I went, I had never talked to anybody who's gone to a match who didn't have a good time, who didn't say it was an experience worth going back for. And I walked away the same way. We had a great time, and we will be back. And also, shout out to D'Anthony Melton, who ended up hanging out with us all night long. He and his beautiful girlfriend, Alexis, happened to be in the suite with us at AutoZone Park. And I will tell you, I actually texted Jason Wexler that night. They could not have traded for a more impressive young guy than D'Anthony Melton.
No question.
I mean, he could not have been, just to keep it as simple as that, more impressive. You know, didn't walk in acting like a NBA player. I don't even know what that means. But, like, you know, he just walked in, hey, I'm D'Anthony, and he was cool with everybody.
Yep.
And next thing you know, he's, like, you know, hanging out, eating ice cream with my little dudes. He just, you know, they've already got a super impressive guy in Jaren Jackson Jr., a super impressive guy in Ja Morant. D'Anthony Melton, I'd never heard anything but good things about him. But really, if first impressions matter at all, I think I speak for everybody in the suite when we say he and his girlfriend could not have been more impressive, more awesome. And, you know, you just added two more good people to this community. That's not going to be somebody who's going to embarrass you in any way.
No doubt.
He seemed rock solid and really just really cool and down to earth. And I think Grizzlies fans, when you get a chance to know him, you're going to really like him the same way you like Jaren Jackson Jr. and some of the other figures in that Grizzlies locker room. They put a real premium on not just good basketball players. Clearly, that's the most important thing. But trying to, you know, get a combination of good players who are also, like, good people. And certainly my first impression of D'Anthony Melton is that he qualifies. He checks both boxes. To Dinner to Go.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
A whole bunch of stuff, but we spent the opening segment, really the first two segments, discussing the NBA schedule release from earlier today, because that means we now know when the Grizzlies will be playing and who they will be playing on those specific days. Home opener is going to be against the Bulls. That's on October 25th, but some of the big things you might want to know. The MLK Day game, January 20th. Zion Williamson and the Pelicans will be in town to participate in that one. Mike Conley returns to FedEx Forum as a member of the Utah Jazz for the first time on November 15th. Mark Gasol returns to FedEx Forum as a member of the Raptors for the first time on March 28th. Golden State's here on November 19th and January 12th. Lakers are here on November 23rd and February 29th. Clippers are here on November 27th.
What's the biggest game tonight?
Guess we're going baseball, Red Sox, Indians, Progressive Field, Cleveland, Ohio. And if the reigning World Series champs going to make the playoffs, they got to get going.
Yeah, they
ASAP.
Do.
They have lost two straight now, dropped to 62-58, talking about Boston, obviously. They're now 7.5 games back at Tampa Bay for the second AL wild card. Red Sox, right now, according to 538's MLB projections, only have a 5% chance to make the playoffs. Meantime, Cleveland is 71-47, now tied with Minnesota atop the AL Central. Indians have won 5 of the past 6 games. Tonight it's Eduardo Rodriguez against Zach Plesac. Boston minus 115 on the money line. The total's 10.5. First pitch schedule for a little after 6 o'clock. You can watch that on ESPN.
What should I watch on TV?
Well, American Ninja Warriors on NBC at 7. A preseason episode of Inside College Football is on CBS Sports Network at 7. My buddy Brent Stover hosting that. There's a new show called The Food That Built America, which is about the people who became food industry tycoons in this country, like Henry Hines, Milton Hershey, John and Will Kellogg, the McDonald brothers. That's on the History Channel tonight. First two episodes start at 7 o'clock. On the late night circuit, Whitney Cummings is going to be on Jimmy Kimmel. You watch her Netflix special yet?
I haven't watched it.
I like it. I like her. She's funny.
I like her, like, too.
She's funny on Instagram and... Do you see what she did on Twitter
today? Yeah, I saw she got after the trolls today.
Yeah,
she got after the extortionist today.
Apparently, a picture had... She was doing an Instagram live story once, and her nipple was exposed. And when she figured it out, she quickly deleted it. But we live in a world where people can screen grab anything pretty quickly. And they were trying to extort her. Like, hey, how much money would you give me to not release this picture? She's like, I'll release it myself. And she put it on Twitter. So I'm not going to be intimidated by you clowns. Bella Thorne did something... recently. So anyway, Whitney Cummings Netflix special, I give it a thumbs up. She'll be on Jimmy Kimmel tonight. Kate Upton's on Jimmy Fallon. Mark Maron's on Stephen Colbert. Kate Griffin is on Seth Meyers. And Kathy Griffin's on Seth Meyers. And Greg Kinnear is on James Corden.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
I told you I wrote earlier today about the Rich Paul rule that no longer exists. A week after implementing it, the NCAA has amended its certification process and eliminated the requirement for a bachelor's degree from the equation. If you haven't read that yet, you can go find it at CBSSports.com.
What's on tap for tomorrow?
Well, it's going to be Tuesday. That means Keith Eastwood in the first hour, and I'll have Jeff Calkins in the second. Perhaps we'll have an update on the Precious Achiuwa / James Wiseman situations. Either way, it'll be fun. Enjoy your night. I'll enjoy mine. We're going to meet back here tomorrow at 4. Till then, be careful, be kind, be good. Rep your hood.
Thank you, friend.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
What you're listening to is a father who overslept starting his day.
Go, my wallet!
It's hard to remember everything when you're not sleeping well.
Honey, have you seen my wallet? Never mind, got it!
Good thing, because IKEA is rolling out new lower prices for mattresses, bed frames, dressers, and more.
Oh, my keys!
Everything he needs to have a good night's sleep.
Honey?
And an easier morning.
While supplies last, visit your IKEA store, ikea-usa.com for details. IKEA, make the dream yours.
Want to take more of your favorite music, news, sports, and podcasts with you on the go? Download the free radio.com app today on your phone or connected device. Or listen live on your smart speaker anytime, anywhere.
Get to know the number one auto and home insurer in Tennessee, State Farm. I'm Kathy Thurman Edwards, the agent on Brookhaven Circle. And the reason my name is on the sign is because of my talented team inside. Call us, 901-767-7744. We're all better looking than a lizard.
Escaping somewhere this summer? Whether you're hitting the beach, taking the family camping, or lounging by the pool, take your favorite news, sports, music, and podcasts with you. How? Just download the free radio.com app and start listening now. Download it today on your phone or connected device. Or
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.